This is IGN. Welcome back to IGN's Top 25 Countdown of the Greatest Comedy Movies of All Time. We're glad you're still with us as we've reached number 20. We've had a hilarious countdown so far, and if you missed the first five movies that made our list, we suggest you download it right now and catch up. We left off with number 21, Bridesmaids, and now our countdown continues with number 20, Game Night from 2018. It's a real treat to watch a comedy as sharp as Game Night, a film with a clever screenplay, memorable characters, tight pacing, and impressive filmmaking across the board. It may not be the funniest movie ever, but it's still extremely funny, and it works on basically every level. Game Night stars Rachel McAdams and Jason Bateman as Annie and Max, ultra-competitive people who fell in love and became ultra-competitive spouses. Bateman and McAdams' Game Night unravels into real-life mystery when one of their friends is kidnapped. It takes real intelligence to make the best dumb jokes. Game Night has plenty of both, combining skilled filmmaking and ridiculous gags in equal measure, and letting the seriousness and silliness play off of each other for maximum effect. Coming in now at number 19, It Happened One Night from 1934. There were comedy romances before this film, but It Happened One Night pretty much invented the romantic comedy. Clark Gable stars as a reporter following runaway socialite Claudette Colbert on a cross-country journey, and they spend the whole film snipping before they realize, almost too late, that they're in love. It seems formulaic now, but this film invented that formula, and it's still just as lively and funny and romantic as it's ever been. It Happened One Night earned the top five Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Adapted Screenplay, and Gable's gangster impersonation was a direct influence on the creation of Bugs Bunny. Coming in at number 18, The General from 1926. Buster Keaton is a train conductor who tries to enlist for the Civil War, but then gets rejected because his job is too important and gets labeled a coward. But when the woman he loves is kidnapped, he hops in his engine, the General, and the most epic chase in movie history begins. Keaton was renowned for unbelievable gags, and he literally defies death multiple times over the course of this complex and hilarious motion picture, which is full of stunts you won't believe were real, even though every single one of them is. You can watch The General on the Roku channel, Freevee, and Tubi. Coming in now at number 17, Dumb and Dumber from 1994. Honestly, it's all there in the title. Two of the stupidest dudes on Earth, played by Jim Carrey and, in a surprising turn, Jeff Daniels, hit the road in an attempt to return a briefcase to a beautiful woman one of them hopes to ask out on a date. That's it, and that's enough, truly. Lloyd and Harry's riotous idiocy carries this 90s gem across the finish line. The filmmaking style of Peter and Bobby Farrelly, the auteurs responsible for There's Something About Mary and Kingpin, among other comedy classics, has always offered an enthusiastic, if not always convincing, rejoinder to the conventional wisdom that brevity is the soul of wit. Dumb and Dumber was a huge hit, helped cement in his heyday Carrey's legacy even more, and put the Farrelly brothers on the map as new usurpers to the throne of comedy. Poop, boogers, dead birds, more poop, the most annoying sound in the world. The movie's got it all. Even if your taste in comedy runs along more sophisticated lines, don't count this film out, because who knows? You may find that your tastes run a bit dumber than you thought. You can catch Dumb and Dumber on Max. Up next, at number 16, Coming to America from 1988. The comedy stylings of SNL vet Eddie Murphy confidently dominated a big chunk of the 80s, with many offerings to choose from. It's Coming to America, though, from director John Landis, that encapsulates the best of Murphy. It's sweet, silly, and raunchy all at once as a wealthy African prince, Akeem, travels to Queens, New York to find, well, his queen. Refusing an arranged marriage, Akeem believes he can find true love in the U.S., with his best friend Semi, Arsenio Hall, by his side. Coming to America was also a prosthetic precursor to the 90s Klump family, as Murphy and Hall would both play several roles in the movie, sometimes camouflaged beneath miles of makeup. And maybe most importantly, this movie gave us the infamous soul glow. You can watch Coming to America on Netflix. So we'll pause the countdown there, and we will be back with number 15, and we'll make our way to the top 10 comedies of all time, according to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, And of course, for more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and be sure to subscribe to our weekly podcasts. What's our number one comedy movie of all time? Keep listening and find out.